843 K-Fire Guns in the 701 Friday mornings. Good morning.
Good morning.
All ready for a weekend?
No.
I hope so.
Oh, gee whiz. Mixed results on this one. I thought you guys are alike on things. Nope.
Nah, we might disagree once in a while. That's but we're still good friends, just like it should be, right?
There you go. That's how it's done. Adulting is so hard for some people, though. You know, I just can't quite do that. So some of the stuff you guys have been watching in the news: Giffords applauds new Delaware law requiring a permit to purchase a handgun. What are they trying to do now?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Of course, it's no mystery to anybody that Delaware is probably one of the most anti-gun states out there, along with Illinois and, of course, our District of Columbia, which isn't a state. But yeah. Basically, they passed one now that's going to require, and I believe it becomes the 12th state to do this now, for you to either get a license or a permit so you can just purchase a handgun. I mean, I imagine this may go to court. I kind of expect it. It'll probably make its way up to Supreme Court. And as we've talked so many times now on here, Bruin, when it was decided in the Supreme Court, will probably overturn this because it has no historical reference to it. That'd be my guess. Of course, Giffords' group out there, if everyone remembers her, you know, she got shot here several years ago down in Arizona, I believe, is when that happened. And she survived it, but she started a big organization that essentially is anti-gun. And they were claiming that it decreases homicide rates by 28% and suicide rates by 33%, you know, right there in Delaware. Well, not exactly true. They include a lot of things in there on those particular rates when they put them forth. Of course, as with anybody, they want to skew the results. But that's kind of what they did. What I found very interesting about Senate Bill 2, which they passed, is that it came up for an amendment over 13 times and was either amended or stricken, mostly defeated every single once. And it was also by the Republicans that actually are in that particular body, which is not that many. So the Democrats just completely threw out the amendments, or they struck them out completely in committee. And now we have, out of those 12 states that now have this permit, 11 of them actually require it just to purchase, and several actually require it to, basically get out there and carry it or possess it. And I look at this, and you look at this name of the states. You got California, Connecticut, District of Columbia, Hawaii, Illinois, Maryland, Nebraska. That's the one that Nebraska's got some issues there. Mm-hmm. They got a permit to purchase handguns, and they've got some issues there. But some of these, you know, we've all known about Illinois and their FOID card, Oregon and Rhode Island. Of course, Washington State just did a new one, but you got to get a firearm safety certificate in Washington to get a semi-auto. And in Minnesota now, that's your state, Todd.
I left in 87. Do not blame me for anything that happens in Minnesota. I was born there against my will. I'm still trying to figure out how to sue my parents. Well, my mom, my dad's dead, but sue my mother for having me in the wrong state.
You escaped Minnesota then?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, 87, well, okay. I escaped and have only gone back for holidays and special occasions. And you know, my mother's living in assisted living. Once she passes, I may never have to go back.
Just like the rest of us, we got to visit relatives over there.
Yeah, I know. They won't leave because they're brainwashed.
What I found interesting, though, is you got to get a permit to purchase handguns and assault weapons. Ooh, them scary assault weapons from private sellers in Minnesota. And so, I mean, when it comes down to it and you look at the whole bill, it's just a bunch of BS. And what I did within this bill, they require their Department of Safety and Homeland Security to develop and administer a firearm training voucher program for low-income residents to provide low-income residents a voucher to cover the cost of firearm training and fingerprint. I mean, are you kidding? First of all, it's redundant what they said in there. But so nobody can have a gun, right? They're against guns. But we're going to make sure that the low-income people are covered if they want one. We'll pay for that.
Assuming there are going to be guns, and you have to. Otherwise, you get a discrimination lawsuit filed, because now it just looks like it's it's rich people that get to have guns and know what to do with them. So make sure everybody has the opportunity to. Okay, whatever.
Yes. Yeah. So, yeah. The whole bill is just a sham, and I imagine it's going to go before the Supreme Court eventually. But yeah, well, that's what's going on in Delaware, and no surprise.
No kidding. Guns in the 701 here in K-Fire. And GFP partners with the NRA for additional online hunter education courses as we segue into from one education thing to another here, sort of.
You know, we've been working on this for years, I mean, decades for this, and Clay was working on this forever as an NRA rep for North and South Dakota, and it's about time it finally gets done.
Yeah, absolutely. NRA actually started this whole thing when I was still working with them and before I retired, to offer free. That's what NRA's whole goal is, a free online hunter education course, and they developed a great one. I mean, they took several years developing this, and it's paid for from the NRA Foundation, which is, if anybody's not aware of it, that's what those Friends of NRA events across your states do. That's where that money comes from, and it's free to any kid or any adult, really, that wants to or needs a hunter education course. And I worked for years trying to get North and South Dakota to sign on to this. Nope. They had their own program, which was not as good, by the way. And they didn't want, I got actually told this at that time, we're talking 10 years ago or better, that, and this is from North Dakota's Game and Fish Mismanagement, that they weren't interested in working with anything NRA had. That was the exact quote. Now there's new people in there, so I'm hopeful there. And I got, and South Dakota was the same, but people changed. They got new people in those offices, and now South Dakota is partnered up. They're happy to be part of it, and NRA's happy to be part of it, and now you can get online. There's now three with the NRA one, and it all happened on March 7th. So just in time to get you your online hunting safety course, and it's free if you do the NRA one. That's what's great about it. There are some others that do it, but you generally got to pay for it. So, yeah, I'm very happy to see this. And, to me, it can't get any better. Make it easy and available for kids to get involved to go hunting. That's a win-win.
They used to do that all the time everywhere. It used to not be that big a deal to get that done, but there we are. 851 at K-Fire with Guns in the 701. Can you still defend yourself in San Antonio?
Well, it appears so, thank goodness. You want this one, Mike?
No, you take this one.
Okay. Yeah, down in San Antonio, Texas, so many of these come from Texas because they've got very strong stand your ground laws. So the police, they responded, this happened on March 27th, to a call. They found a homeowner who had defended himself from an alleged intruder. When they got there, 59-year-old man, he had been shot and found a few feet from his front door. First responders did try to save him, but he was pronounced dead from a gunshot wound to the stomach at the scene. I did go do a little more research into this. It sounded like the gentleman, the 27-year-old within the home, warned this guy, said, don't come in, do not do it. And, well, the guy didn't listen, so that was considered a threat upon his life. He did actually attack the guy, and it sounded like he beat him a little bit. From what I read in this story. And the guy finally just shot him. And, of course, he stumbled out the door. The police also said that the shooting was deemed a self-defense, and rightfully so, with force. And the man who fired the shots was released. They do not expect charges to come from this, resulting from the shooting. And once again, we see a great guy that did all the things right, a law-abiding citizen, obtained his firearm, his self-defense firearm, and used it to defend himself with a threat upon his life, not just on his life, but coming into his own home. So I'm glad that's why we're doing this. I want to see people get that information that shows that firearms are not these evil things that some think, that they are used for self-defense, and this is just another great example.
There you have it. Guns of the 701, my favorite headline, reminds me of one of my favorite movies.
So few bullets.
The Adventures of Ford Fairlane, a movie that I'm probably the person that can name any lines out of that movie, but so many criminals, so few bullets.
Ford Fairlane, oh my goodness, Andrew Dice Clay. Yes,
yes.
I do remember that movie.
Very good.
And we can't repeat a lot of those one-liners.
No, but, and in fact, YouTube saved me from doing it just now. As a matter of fact, it sort of jumped ahead on me, but that's all right. We missed a word I shouldn't have put on the radio anyway. And I was prepared to not put on the radio.
There you go.
Let the record reflect that. I had my finger on the trigger. See what I did there? My finger on the trigger.
Kind of like the secret word is certified. I like that. You know, because you got to get your certification.
See,
done in Delaware.
trying to get a nice safe bunch of people. If you want to protect yourself, why not be fully trained and all that stuff? But
there you go. Why
so,
not?
So anyway, what's this? Oh, it's a book.
Yeah. Go for it, Mike.
Well, it's a book, but it's also from the Office of Justice Programs for the Department of Justice. And, it's a great one because it basically represents the rationale and techniques for establishing an armed citizens defense alliance that will take to the streets to deny criminals the opportunity to commit crimes. And on that, basically they're saying that not a vigilante thing, but actually having people out on the streets because police, they in their statement, the role of police and law in this country has broken down enough that there should be some areas where armed citizens should be able to form up and stop crimes in progress. So it's a beautiful thing. And to see it in the Office of Justice or Department of Justice is an amazing thing. To see that in there. So, this guy's book coming out is M. Tanner talking about this book, Armed Citizen Solution to Crime in the Streets. There you go.